Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is and wherever you are on this amazing day. Welcome. This is Robert Bolden, Chasing Freedom Momentum Monday, and I'm super excited today, as in every day, because I am awake and I get to enjoy this beautiful day that God created. You know, it's so interesting that life, you know, that old saying, life is what you make it. And I believe that saying, life is what you make it. It's not what happens to you. It's how you respond to those things that happen to you, those circumstances that come into your life. How are you choosing to live your life? I think that is so important. I'm taking some swigs of the coffee here. Put cinnamon in there and that sometimes tickles my throat. So that may be what's happening here. Anyway, for many years, I chose to live my life on somebody else's terms. And it was fulfilling in a sense, because from a cultural standpoint, I was doing what I should be doing. And it was interesting because I was in a world, it was in the corporate world, where everybody was striving for the same thing. So there's a little bit of comfort in that. There's comfort in kind of going along with the crowd. And for me, as I continued on that journey, as I got more, I guess, ingrained into that world, I started to realize that I didn't want to be part of that crowd. When I looked around and I saw the faces and the physical bodies and the tired looks and the, you know, just the evil in some people's eyes, I'm like, wow. Over time, I started to realize that this isn't a healthy environment for me to be in. And this took years and years, because I kind of get, at least I did, I got blinded by just, you know, climbing the corporate ladder, getting that next promotion. And that was an indication of worth, and that I was achieving something. So all that to say, today I'm going to talk about something that came into my awareness in the last week. And it's really, number one, it really cries out for God and for Jesus in this world. I'm speaking about the world. So Alana and I had come into our awareness, a documentary, I think it was called Died Suddenly, something like that. Anyway, it came into our awareness one day. And then 2 days later, we went to try to watch it, and it had been taken down, just like the first minute or so played, and then it just freezes. Like, what is going on? So we tried another link, same thing. And then there was a third link that didn't start off the way the other two did, but it looked like this was the same information. It had the same title, basically. So we watched it, and it was, I think it's Died Suddenly, that's what it was. And for those of you who are aware, I guess it got like 5 million views in a short period of time, less than a day. I mean, it just kind of went viral. And I'm not here to judge or, you know, determine whether it's what's fact or fiction. All I know is what I saw. And the reason it's on Chasing Freedom is I just really believe, and I've talked about this before, that people right now, in general, are kind of apathetic. There is just, that's kind of the new persecution of the Old Testament times when people were just aggressive and they were killing and taking over towns and, you know, all of that. But now there's apathy. And I think, again, I can speak to this country. And I've been to other countries as well. And I think because of all the abundance, the wealth that is in our country, people are apathetic. It's just like, well, I'll just take care of me. And it's really not the way God intended us to be. He intended us to live in community. He intended us to love one another and enjoy the abundance and the beauty and the joy and all the things that He created on this earth. And it is possible for each and every one of us to do that. I know that in my heart. I believe it with every fiber of my being. But it comes back to a choice that each of us has every minute of every day. We can choose love. We can choose love. Or we can choose whatever the opposite of love is for you. So what I'm getting back to with this documentary, it's about the, and it was interesting because it started from the embalmer's standpoint. They started seeing these strange blood clots coming up in people that had passed away, all ages, and they had never seen these kinds of clots before. And it's, I mean, it was pretty graphic, so it's like, whoa, this is some crazy stuff. And, you know, the gist of the documentary was, you know, the vaccines, the COVID vaccines, were basically a concerted effort to reduce the population. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but then they, you know, they had clips of Bill Gates talking about it and, you know, all these people, you know, talking about that. And they trace back to the roots of where this all started. I think it was centuries ago. Some guy was talking about how at this current rate, you know, we wouldn't have enough resources to take care of all the people. And as you're listening to this, as we're listening to this, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, these people think they are God. I mean, God provides. It's just like, so what it led me to was just, first of all, praying for, you know, I talked about apathy. And the other thing that apathy is consistent with in Satan's world is fear. People living in fear. And just think about during the COVID times, you know, you'd go out, at least I would. I'll speak for myself. You can chime in with what your experiences were. But I'd go out in public and you could just see in people's eyes that they were scared. There was so much fear in 90% of the people I came across, maybe even higher. It was crazy. And those of you who know me, I would engage and get them to smile even with their eyes. And they would smile and you could see they wanted to smile. You could see these people did not want to be in this state of fear, but they were. So it's just fascinating to me how this, the lies, the stories of this world can get people to living in fear and to know that Jesus is the answer. I mean, just to know. So freedom from fear is Jesus. And it's not simple as I'm saying it. It is as simple as I'm saying it to make the decision, but then to actually live it requires faith. That requires faith. And faith is the gap. What I've learned, faith is the gap between what I can rationalize, what I can understand, what makes sense to me, and the promise of God. That's where faith has to come in. And I've been, you know, with this documentary, with some other things that have been happening, in my life, coming into my awareness, I am being called, I believe, to speak out against, not against, sorry, that's the wrong word, to speak out on this topic. And it's really not to condemn anyone. I believe people are acting, first of all, in their best interests based on their current knowledge and awareness. I think there's a lot of ignorance out there in the world. There is so much ignorance out there of the power of Jesus. I mean, I can look at my own life and not knowing anything about that power for over 50 years, or finally discovering it. So I was ignorant for over 50 years. The power of Jesus, the power of the blood of Jesus. It's so good. I was ignorant. So I'm not here to condemn those who don't have it, because that was me. Here's what my point is around this, and I'm gonna circle back to this whole documentary here in a second. I believe that once you understand the power, truly understand it, there's no way you would turn away from it. Once you understand it, there's no way. Now, if you do understand it and intentionally turn away from it, that's evil. That is where evil comes into this world. And from the anecdotal evidence that I've seen, and I felt this all along throughout this COVID thing, it was evil. God would not send something like COVID to his people, I believe. You may argue differently, but I don't believe that would be something God would do. God will work it all together for good for those who love him and follow his plan. So again, you have to be sold out, surrendered to God, and he'll work any situation for your good. Satan is at work in the world. And I believe Satan was behind this whole COVID thing. And now, after watching this documentary and seeing, again, this is the perspective of the documentary that's been taken down. It's crazy, the censorship that is going on in our country right now. Just if that is the only example, I never thought I would see a day in my life where something would be up on, like it was Netflix, and then it's taken down. It's crazy. It is directly against freedom of speech. So then you start thinking about who is controlling these companies that make these decisions. What is our government? What role does our government play? And I've talked to enough people to get an understanding of what's potentially going on out there. And my prayer, this freedom prayer, is first of all for the 68% of the population that got the COVID shots, boosters, I don't know, all of that stuff. My prayer for them is that indeed they don't have the adverse effects that we saw in that documentary, but even more importantly, of course, that's my prayer for their health. But even more importantly, is my prayer is that they eliminate fear, that they don't turn to government, that they don't turn to pharmaceuticals for their life. Turn to God first. Turn to God first. And it's a slippery slope here, because if your heart isn't in it, so I'm not telling you, if your heart isn't in it, then guess what? It's not going to, quote unquote, work for you. you have to be fully committed to it. That's the hard part about turning to Jesus, following Jesus. You can't like go in half-stepping and say, well, yeah, I'm going to give this God thing a try. Oh, didn't work. You can't do that. It's all in, 100%, nothing above God. So my prayer is for those people that are living in fear, because I believe anybody that took a shot, fear had to play a role in that somehow. Fear had to play a role. And if it didn't for you, then I'm not speaking to you. But if it played a role in you taking that shot at all, then I just pray that, because again, there's no fear in absolute love. There's no fear in God. God is love. It's an equation that works. It really does. That's the truth. But I also pray for those leaders in the pharmaceutical industry, in the business world, in the political world, those leaders who were behind this all over the world. I pray for them that they come to know the same Jesus that I do. I know that they will have an opportunity to turn to him. If people like me share messages like this, people like you share messages like this, the key is we as followers of Jesus are just called to reach people, get it within their consciousness, and then they have a choice. That's all we can do. God will do the transforming work in their hearts. They have free will, so they have to choose too. So it's kind of like in the Bible where it says, you know, where Jesus says, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they do. That's how I feel about these folks that are behind things like this COVID deal that's happening now, and the horrific results, again, as demonstrated by this documentary. So I just pray, because there's nothing that can be done for the folks who have passed on because of the vaccinations. There's nothing that can be done for them. Hopefully they follow Jesus and they're up there now in heaven, hanging out. But they're crying out too for somebody like me, somebody like you, to speak this out into the world. So I pray for all those people that are in power, quote unquote power, that you put nothing above God. Not money, not status, not reputation. God has to come first. And that's what I pray. I pray that Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will see the light. You will see the light. That is the hope of the world. That really is. God would be so proud if this world could flip, and it can. We have an opportunity to do that. It takes each person. It's a series of small individual choices, and that's why communities like Life Transformed, I think, are so important. So we can amplify the message that we want to send into the world, which is love. Just love. Just choose love. 100% of the time, choose love. That's really what this is all about. And some people could watch that documentary and be very angry and upset and want revenge on the people behind this. But that isn't love either. It gets back to my ignorance phase. And it's the power of community. It's a power of mass communication, mass media, all of that stuff. But all of that stuff could be turned for good as well. Just a choice. So that's what I pray for our world, is that everybody in our world And I mean, I'm praying for it right now. Today has an opportunity to say, wow, woo, just like I did, ending up on my knees and saying, God, Jesus, this is real. So that's my prayer. And I ask you to pray that with me. If you're listening to this podcast, whenever you're listening to it, just pray it. Pray it out loud. God, please open the eyes. Give these people, anybody who's being ruled by fear, or anybody who's put money above you, or politics, or power, or any of those things above your name, God, I just pray that they have an opportunity in the next 24 hours to turn to you and turn away from those false idols, turn away from those false gods that are leading them astray, because we want to honor you with all of our being, Lord. Those who are following you, following your son, apprenticing to your son, that's what we are all about. So that is the Chasing Freedom Momentum Monday. I hope you enjoyed it. Share it with your friends. If this is reaching you, it is reaching you for a reason. So it's time to take some action, whatever that is for you. But be bold with your action. That's what I'm asking, is just to be bold with your action. Don't overthink it. Do what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. All right. Have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening. Join me this Thursday for Coffee in Christ, and back again next Monday for another episode of Chasing Freedom Momentum Monday.